Paul, let's get more onto other issues that I think really should concern you, right? Now, research shows that the food giant Nestle, and you know them, is intentionally exposing young children from developing countries like South Africa to foods containing high levels of sugar. The key word here is intentional. Petronel Kruger is with us, the program's manager for the Healthy Living Alliance. Petronel, you have a story to tell us. What is it?
I do have a story to tell you, and I hope after this we're all incredibly angry. So this week we found out that food giant Nestle, who has an already very checkered past with especially exploiting children in Africa, have now been found out that in global north countries, they do not add sugar to their food products aimed specifically at babies. Because on their own admission, it's bad for young babies and children. But in developing countries, and South Africa and Senegal and India is on that list, and Central American countries, they add up to 8 grams of sugar. And this has a wide range of impacts. Number one is they're clearly trying to get the population addicted to sugar. Why? Because they also produce... Yes.
But let me. You're saying they also produce what?
They are one of the world's largest producers of other ultra processed food products. So it means they don't just produce baby foods; they produce products that teenagers and adults will then eat later in life. Okay. And they themselves have said that their food portfolio would be classified as 60% unhealthy. And that's because they add sugar to things. So now we're seeing there's sort of a cradle to grave intention here to make sure that they can co-opt consumers into developing a taste for their product.
All right. I'd like to get clarity on this. Are Nestle cutting back on sugar when marketing to developed countries? Or are they adding extra to developing countries? I know it's a flip side of a coin, but there is a difference between the two there.
Well, no, that is actually a fantastic point that you're making. So they're adding the sugar when they send it to poorer countries. So if you're in Switzerland or Germany or in the United Kingdom, most of the prominent foods that are sold for babies or toddlers would contain 0 grams of added sugar. But when they ship their products to other countries, they then intentionally add sugar. And that is to create this pipeline of the consumer.
And the basis for your allegations are what? I mean, where's the research? Where's the report?
Fantastic. Reports online. You can go out and look at it. Public Eye Switzerland have published a report. They have sent products from all over the world to a testing facility to test how much sugar is in the products. And they've noted that in Switzerland, it would say no added sugar, and there would not be the same claims in other countries. And Nestle, for example, in India, have now come out and said, well, we're still trying to reduce the amount of sugar that we're adding. So we have scientists who've tested this in a lab, but a lab in Belgium. Mm-hmm. So it's an independent laboratory, and they have gone and they have published this. So you feel free to go and Google. There's a lot of fantastic sites that will link you to this, but you can go and Google the IPFAN Nestle report.
I'll leave it to you to tweet out also those links. Just tag SFM Radio, tag myself, use the hashtag the national policy. Here's the last thing. I'll read out their statement after the news, the Nestle statement. But here's the last thing, Petronel. So I gather your organization has approached Nestle. What have they told you? What do you want to come out of it? You've got 30 seconds to answer it.
We don't approach Nestle. There's absolutely nothing that you can do with Nestle. Nestle steals water from countries. They've been involved in child slavery allegations. There's nothing Nestle can say to defend themselves on this issue.
So you don't buy Nestle. I got that. Clearly. Thanks for your time, Petronel Kruger. We'll read out the Nestle response as well just after the news, right? Petronel Kruger is the program's manager for the Healthy Living Alliance. I'll tell you what, we need to get Nestle on board to actually speak about this. But if you know much more about from the Nestle point of view or anybody else, feel free to comment about it. Love to know. Let's get the news headlines now. Here's Anne Musa.